Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
Today is Thursday, January 13th. The first passage today is from Psalm 70, verse 4. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. And the second passage is from Romans 15, 5 through 6. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify God. Well, you maybe recognize my voice. I'm Nathan from the Theta community in San Pedro, California, but I'm cold in Holland, Michigan this day, and I'm with three of my really good friends, longtime friends. We're in a program here at Western Theological Seminary. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves again and kind of where you're at and where you're serving?
I'm Dave Wallen. I'm from Faith Lutheran in Hutchinson, Minnesota.
And I'm Jeremy King. I'm from Shepherd of the Valley in Afton, Minnesota.
And I'm John Anderson from Peace Lutheran in Post Falls, Idaho.
Yeah, and we've been spending the week together. We're all in the same program, and so we get together about twice a year, and it is a delight to get back together, not only with the four of us, but with the rest of our cohort. We have a total of about 21, I think, students in our cohort at Western, and from all different traditions and different places from the country, different contexts of congregational life. But these passages I was even thinking today are really communal passages, you know, that together you may with one voice glorify God, and let those who love your salvation say evermore God is great. There's power kind of in being together. What do you guys have from these passages?
You know, we just live in a world that there's so many dividing lines, things that are meant to separate us and put us at odds with one another. You know, one of the things we're studying this week is really immersing ourselves in the writings of Eugene Peterson. And what I love about Eugene's message, constant message, is just a go against the grain kind of message. Don't fall into those patterns. Get back to what it's about, which is this harmony with one another and uniting around the good news of the gospel and who we are in Christ Jesus. And so I just think that's such a helpful reminder, and see where he draws it from. I mean, it's all over scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were thinking about John's project actually fits so well with these passages. John, do you mind just sharing a bit of what you've been working on?
Well, just in Greek mythology, there's the sirens, the song of the sirens that always want to lure us away from the things that bring life. It was dealt with in two ways. Odysseus tries to get through the siren's voice by lashing himself to the mast and stuffing his sailor's ears with wax so they don't have to listen to it. And then Jason employs Orpheus, who plays the most beautiful music so that it can kind of overpower the song of the sirens. And yeah, living in harmony with one another and being in community in faith with one another is kind of that more beautiful song, I think, that helps us or can help us overcome those temptations to be divided and draw lines, and instead of the other image of digging wells, for people to come and enjoy. So,
but these are two such different ways of living in the world. I mean, one is I always say, you know, like whistling a gospel tune. You know that in our walk in this world, we don't walk, you know, constantly pointing out everybody's problems or in this, you know, of course, there's a whole industry that wants to keep us outraged on the 24-hour news cycle every single moment. What you're talking about and what Paul is talking about, what the psalmist is talking about, is just so, so different. That there's a tune that we heard, that gospel tune proclaimed to us. And then there's a tune that we learn, you know, and we learn to whistle, we learn to sing, and even with some variety from each other, you know, that there's harmony. You know, I love that passage because it talks about walking in harmony which doesn't mean we're singing in unison, but we are singing something that sounds good together.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you were talking about kind of the context of that Romans passage, that there it's coming out of something.
Well, so it's this blessing, but then right before and after it, there's these two commands. One is that the strong should bear with the weak and all their failings. And then right after it, in this section, it's like, so therefore, so you receive this like blessing. Now it's like, therefore, accept one another in Christ, like as Christ accepts you.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I feel like the negativity of this world hits me hard and like tempts me.
Yeah.
I feel like the siren's voice. I have to lash myself to the mast and hear a better song. I need it all. You know, I need every which way. And then I love the, just at the end of Romans 15 too, where it gives that other blessing where he's like, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace while you trust in him so that you'll overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that, like for me, I think that some of the remedy is that as God gives us joy, it helps push out some of the garbage and junk that we tend to gravitate towards.
There's a displacement almost, a holy displacement that hope comes in and something else has got to leave.
Yeah.
The psalm actually stuck with me. It's a real short psalm, totally, but the verse is short. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. And something we don't notice sometimes is the punctuation marks. But in Psalm 70, which is just five verses long, there's 9 exclamation points. And it's like all the things that you would put an exclamation point after. Hurry up and help, make haste to help me. And we really need you. And then, God is great. So it's this sense of communal praise and lament. And as we came together, we kind of share our heart with each other, even in this house. I think we leave a lot of, stuff in the car, just leave it behind here in the house, and some communal lament and checking in on the joys of our ministries and our lives and our families and the challenges that we're facing right now. And boy, it feels like I leave bringing something kind of on my own, but I leave having shared it with some other folks. Mm-hmm. And that's a blessing to me in this community. But even in our broader community at the seminary, we bring our individual prayer requests in the time of prayer in the morning. And we say, what do we say? Jesus, help me. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayer or something. All of a sudden it becomes our prayer, and the communal nature. I was just thinking in your own, those who are listening, we're so grateful just that you are able to join us here around the kitchen table. Jeremy just got done making breakfast and we enjoyed it. And wherever you're at, if you're at a kitchen table or in your living room, you're not alone. This has been a time of great isolation, and they call it a time of the great resignation, people kind of giving up or quitting. And I just like to encourage you with God's word today. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you not to give up, grant you to stick with it, because God is sticking with you. And then that you're not alone in your lament, that you're with other people, other Christian, other believers, other people listening to this podcast who are lamenting too. And so in the name of Jesus, hear us, Lord. Your praise is not alone. Join your praise with ours as we sing at the end of this. Join your heart in song with us. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. The prayer for today is, glorious God, your steadfast love and encouraging grace enable me to live in harmony with myself and others. My joyous response is to sing loud and clear, God, you are great and greatly to be praised. Wonderfully, many others live in your salvation. With one voice, we sing harmony into a broken world. Amen. Today, we're going to sing the third verse of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. It's found on page 98 in the daily textbook. Thou art giving and forgiving.
Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living. depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.